Okay, everybody, Vedanta Sara. Let's do our opening two verses. Akandam Akandam Satchidanandam Avan Manasagocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashraye Tishchitaye Artato Chidvayanandan Atita Dvaita Bhanataha Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Bhakshe Yipanati. Okay, we're on verse 53. It's winding up the avarna. This is a discussion of avarna and vikshepa. This verse 53 is winding up the avarna, and then we'll move on to vikshepa. The shakti dvaya, this twofold shakti, twofold powers of ajnanam. Okay, so avarna vikshepa are the shakti dvaya, the twofold shaktis, powers of ajnanam. Okay, so let's finish up avarna with this verse 53. Anaya avritasya atmanaha kartritva bhoktritva sukhitva sukhitva dukhitva adi samsara sambhavana Sambhavana. What did I say? Or it's actually Sambhavana. And then it's feminine. Sambhavana. Api. Okay? Sambhavana. Api.
Sambhavana.
Api. Yatha.
Yatha.
Swagnyanena.
Swagnyanena.
Avritayam. Rajwam.
Rajwam.
Sarpitva.
Sarpitva.
Sambhavana.
Sambhavana.
Say it again with a Sunday. Anaya, just follow. Anaya avritasya atmanaha kartritva bhoktritva sukhitva dukhitva adi samsara sambhavana api bhavati yatha swa ajnanena avritayam rajvam sarpitva sambhavana. Anaya means by this. Okay? By this, and it means by what? By this ajnanam. By this avarna. Right? The covering power. By the ajnanam, by the covering power of ajnanam, because that's the topic. So by this covering power, by this avarna of the ajnanam. So anaya, by this. Avritasya atmanaha. Both are in the genitive singular. Of the Atma, avrita is the past passive participle. Of the Atma, which is covered by this avarna of the ajnanam. Avrita means, it's another form of avarna from avrit, right? So it means past passive participle, that which is covered. Both in genitive. So of the Atma, so avrita is an adjective to Atma, right? Of the Atma, which is covered by this. By what? By this avarna. Okay. By this covering, by this avarna shakti of the anya means the avarna shakti of the ajnanam. Okay. So for the self which is covered by this, kartritva, doership. That remember the tva shows the state of. So kartra is the doer, kartritva would be doership. So kartritva, doership. Bhoktritva, enjoyership. So Remember Karta Bhokta? You have to know these terms. Karta Bhokta, the enjoyer, the bhokta, the Karta, the doer, the Bhokta, the enjoyer. So Kartritva, doership, Bhoktritva, enjoyership. Sukhitva, Sukha means pleasure. Sukhi is the one who has the pleasure, right? Sukhitva. Mm-hmm. So the, how, what would you say that the state of one who has pleasure? It's the net of that. And the enjoyer, the one who has the pleasure, the state of being, having pleasure, sukhitva. Dukhitva, the state of being one who is in sorrow. The state of being one who is having pleasure, the state of being one who is sorrowful. Adi, etc.
When we say sukhi and dukhi, is that the long e or the short e?
It is from sukhin and dukhin. And so it's going to be sukhi and dukhi in the nominative singular. Okay? But sukhi twa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When it takes the twa, it's going to become short. But the substantive is sukhin and dukhin, and that in affix shows possession.
Okay?
Like the vat or mut affix shows possession, the in affix also shows possession. So, and the twa shows, makes it an abstract. So the state of being a kartra, the state of being a bhokta, the state of being a sukhi, the state of being a dukhi, etc. Adi. Samsara. So the samsara. Samsara means the samsara of being identified with any of these upadis. Samsara means that you're part of this transmigratory world of change. So here it's the sambhavana. Sambhavana means having an idea or a fancy or, you know, a notion. Or we could also say the projection, having a projection where you're taking this to be the reality. So it's this sambhavana. Even the sambhavana, the samsara sambhavana, this samsaric projection, this projection of samsara in the form of beginning with kartritva, bhoktritva, sukhitva, dukhitva, etc. This projection of samsara, right, the samsara projection.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, bhavati. There is this sambhavana, right? There is this sambhavana, this samsara projection beginning with kartritva, etc. for the atma, which is covered by the avarana.
Mm.
Okay, that covering brings about this notion for the atma who is covered by the ajnana. The atma is taken to be these things. That's the idea.
Mm.
Then it gets an example. Just as yata, swa ajnanena, by its own ignorance, we'll see what that means in a minute. Swa means its own, it's going to go back to the subject, just as by ignorance of itself, avritayam, on that which is covered, avrita, just like from before the avrita, and here it's in the locative singular, we need another word, rajvam, locative singular, from raji. Rajwam.
Mm-hmm.
On the raju, on the rope, which is covered, avritayam, avrita, avritayam, locative singular,
mm-hmm.
Raju is feminine, so rajwam, on the rope, avritayam, which is covered,
mm-hmm.
by ignorance of itself, by rope ignorance, on the rope, sarvitva sambhavana. There is the sambhavana, there is the projection, there is the fancy, right? Of ropeness, sarpatva.
Snakeness.
There is the fancy, there is the projection of being a snake on the rope, which is covered by its ignorance, means rope ignorance. Just as there is a sambhavana, a mistaking of ropeness, Rajwam on the rope.
Snakeness on the rope.
Snakeness on the rope, which is covered by ignorance, of itself, of rote by rote ignorance, by its ignorance. So without rote ignorance, you can't mistake the rope for a snake. Rote ignorance is the avaran is required, right? The avaran is required in order for you to see a snake like that. Ignorance itself, ignorance is required for you to if you're to mistake yourself as a doer, enjoyer, suki, or duki, you must have self-ignorance. Without the self-ignorance, you cannot make this mistake. So without avarna, without that covering, the vikshepa can't take place. And so we have to move into vikshepa. Mm-hmm. You can't make this mistake without ignorance of the vastu upon which the mistake is being made. That's why there's no way to get rid of kartritva, bhoktritva, all of these things without knowing the vastu, without knowing the atma.
Yeah.
And how can you get rid of it? Does anybody see the Sanskrit here?
If the vastu wasn't there, then there'd be no mistake.
That's right.
Home free.
Yeah.
What?
If the vastu wasn't there.
You and me.
I know. It'd be a big voice.
Avasayam, he said, is locative. But what is the substantive?
Rajwam.
No, avasayam.
Avrita, past passive participle.
But avrita.
But feminine, because raju is feminine.
Oh, that's why the year. Okay.
Ayam, like sita ayam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where up above is avritasya. You see that avritasya? Because atma is masculine.
Right.
So atmanaha, avritasya. Here's locative. Avritayam. If it was masculine, it would be avrite. Avrite, look at singular, but avritayam for the feminine.
Okay, thank you.
So what are the important words here? One important word, we've got, remember, avarana. Avarana means covering, right? When we say the shakti dvaya, the twofold shakti of ajnana, of ignorance, is avarana and vikshepa. Now we're working on avarana, which is the covering. The word avrita is just another form of the dhatu, of the verb avrit. Avrit means to cover or to hide. Avrita is the past passive participle. Avarana is a gerund, covering. Right? It takes an ana affix. That means covering, hiding. So you've got avarana, then avrita, both from the verbal dhatu, avrit. So I want you to know that word avarana and avrita are from the same dhatu, from the same verb avrit, to cover, to hide, to conceal. So here when you say anaya, by this, avritasya atmanaha, atmanaha is in genitive, of the self, which is covered by this, by the avarana of the ajnana, by the avarana shakti of the ajnana. So now if I say this, all of these words, if I say the atma is covered by the avarana shakti of the ajnana, by the power, the shakti of avarana, by the covering power of ignorance, right? The avarna shakti of ajnana, the covering power of ignorance. The atma, the self, is avrita, is covered by the avarna shakti of ajnana. The avarna shakti is one of the twofold powers, shakti dvaya, the twofold powers of ajnana.
Why is it so easy to forget that it has that covering?
Well, just because you haven't memorized it. You have to remember now. Okay, next. Kartritva. Everybody know? Karta, bhokta. So everybody know the terms karta, bhokta, doer, enjoyer? Then kartritva, bhoktritva. Doership, enjoyership. What about the terms sukha, dukkha? Pleasure, pain. Suki, suki, dukki. One who has pleasure, one who has pain. Sukha, dukkha, pleasure, pain. Suki, dukki. One who has pleasure, one who has pain. Suki twa, dukki twa. The state of having pleasure, the state of being one who is happy, and the state of being one who is sorrowful. Okay? So kartritva, bhoktritva, sukhitva, dukhitva. Samsara. samsara means usually means that which exists within transmigratory existence. Means the jiva who is transmigrating in this world that's bound by change. So as long as there's jivatvam, you're identified with the jiva, you are bound by transmigratory existence. You are subject to the dwandvas, the pairs of opposites, of the world. So kartritva, bhoktritva, sukhitva, dukhitva, this is samsara.
Yeah.
This is the state of being a jiva. The one who's transmigrating, taking birth after birth after birth. So the samsara bhavana, the projection of samsara onto you. The projection, the sambhavana of samsara onto you, onto the atma, which is covered by ajnanam. The projection of samsara in the form of kartritva, bhoktritva, sukhitva, dukhitva, etc. Okay? Just as, now you need to know the word rajju, rope, and sarpa, snake. So, just as on the rope, which is covered by its ajnanam, right, by its own ajnanam, there is the projection of snakeness, that state of being a snake. You take this with the rope. If you're looking at the rope, but you don't see the rope, but instead you see what we call an idam vritti. An idam vritti means I have the perception of this, but I don't have the perception of this. Idam means this. So the vritti means a cognition. I have a cognition of this thing here, but I miss the what we call the vishesha jnanam, the particular knowledge of what this is. So the idam vritti, I don't have a raju vritti, I have an idam vritti. The idam vritti means I see the bends, I see the length, I see the object there, but I don't see it as rope. So I have an idam vritti without a raju vritti. So that means I have what they also call samanya jnanam. Samanya jnanam means I have the general knowledge. I have the adambriti. I see this thing there. I have a general knowledge of it. I don't have the particular knowledge, the vishesha jnanam, the particular knowledge of what this thing is. So upon the adambriti, there has to be, I have to have some perception or I can't project anything on it. So I have the projection of, I have the cognition of this, but not this as a rope. And therefore, this can take any projection of anything that is triggered by that form. So it can trigger a water streak, or a snake, or a branch, you know, or a, it could be looked at as a hose, or anything like that. But because I see the thing, the adambriti, without the vishesha jnana, the particular knowledge of what it is. And so, the object is there, but it is covered, there's an avarana, there's covered by the lack of vishesha jnanam.
But also the projection in particular false
jnanam. The mithya jnanam would be the false cognition.
Yeah.
So we would say false, when you say mithya jnanam, what they mean is it's a false cognition.
Mm-hmm.
You have a cognition, but it's not true. That's mithya jnanam. Right? So the jnanam there only means cognition. So you have two words. If we're talking about mithya jnanam, you have one word, jnanam, and then that word is used in conjunction with the word prama. When you use jnanam versus prama, jnanam means cognition. A cognition can be either true or false. A cognition can be a prama, means the cognition is true to the object, born of a pramana. When the cognition is born of a pramana, then the cognition is true to the knowledge. Prama means knowledge. So a cognition that is true to the object is prama. Where jnanam, if I'm using jnanam juxtaposed against prama, then jnanam means cognition in general. It can be a prama, which means a cognition that's true to the object, or it could also be mithya jnanam, a false cognition, like misperceiving a rope for a snake. that's mithyajnanam, a false cognition.
Seems like it could be a little bit confusing if you start switching levels, because even the rope is mithya. You know, even
yeah, but we use, that's always true.
Yeah.
Whenever you use the drishtanta, and here rope snake is a drishtanta, you have to stay within the confines of the drishtanta. Otherwise, yeah. The projection is mithya, the rope is mithya, the only thing that's not mithya is Brahman. And so that's a good point. The point here is that whenever you use any drishtanta, drishtanta means illustration, to make a point. That illustration has to be confined within, you know, its boundaries. If you go beyond the boundaries, it never works, because the only thing that is Brahman is Brahman. There's nothing within Maya, you know, that can be an equal. I mean, an illustration is an illustration because it's different than the thing. So, yeah.
So, did you say that there, you can put these two words together, prama, jnanam, and that means?
No.
No?
Prama, jnanam,
yeah.
On the one hand,
yeah.
Can mean cognition.
Yeah.
And a cognition can be true or false.
Right.
Prama.
Mm-hmm.
Means knowledge.
Yeah.
And that means a cognition which is true to the vastu. Vastu means the object.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, jnanam, any cognition, true or false. The cognition of the rope is rope, or the snake is rope. One's mithya jnanam, snake is mithya jnanam, rope is jnanam, because that cognition is true to the vastu. That cognition would be prama. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's why also when we use jnanam, vidya, prama, you have to see in the context. Usually jnanam, we're not using it in juxtaposed against prama.
Yeah.
We're not parsing it like that. So we're just using jnanam as knowledge.
Mm.
Right? But if you're using it in a way that there can be the term mithya jnanam, then you're using it as cognition. Okay? Okay, those are the words. Sambhavana means an idea, a fancy, a projection works for us, you know. Should we go on to the next one?
Yeah, it's longer.
Vikshepa Shakti. Vikshepa Shakti is two.
Vikshepa Shakti is two.
Yatha.
Yatha.
Rajva Jnanam. Do you all have you should put a visarga. My book didn't have a visarga above jnanam. There should be a dot above the jnanam. Do you have that? I meant anaswara. Above the jnanam. A dot above it.
Got it.
There's a typo in this book, and when I was typing it, I was just rotely typing. Let me put that there. Okay. Raju Jnanam, Rajva Jnanam, Swavrita Rajau,
Swavrita Rajau,
Swashaktya,
Sarapadikam,
Udbhavayati, Evam, Ajnanam
Api
Swavrita
Atmani
Swavrita Atmani
Swashaktya
Akashadi Prapancham Udbhavayati Tadrisham Samartyam
Samartyam
Samartyam. Let's just do this sentence. Let's do the sandhi. Vikshepa
Shaktihi
Tu Yatha
Raju
Ajnanam Swa Avrita Rajau Swa Shaktya Sarpa
Adikam
Udbhavayati
Evam
Ajnanam
Api
Swa
Avrita
Atmani
Swa
Shatya
Akashadi
Prapancham
Udbhavayati
Tadrisham
Samartyam.
Vikshepa Shakti he too. That too is differentiating, just used to differentiate from the Avarna Shakti that we just did. So what is called Vikshepa Shakti? We're translating Shakti as projection. So that Shakti, the power of Vikshepa, the power of projection. So remember, we've got Avarna Vikshepa, the Shakti Dvaya of Ajnanam. The Ajnana Shakti Dvaya, the twofold powers of Ajnanam, Ajnana Shakti Dvaya, the twofold powers of Ajnanam, which are Avarna and Vikshepa. So now this word two, whereas, just separating it, now we're starting on the Vikshepa. So the power of Vikshepa, the power of projection, Vikshepa Shakti, he nominative singular. So it starts out giving an example, Yata, just as Raju Ajnanam. Raju Ajnanam, ignorance of rope, the compound, the ignorance of the rope, Raju Ajnanam, nominative singular, neuter. Swa Avritta Rajao, Raju itself is feminine, on short U ending noun, Raju, on the rope which is covered, Avritta, by that, by itself, by what, by that, by its own Ajnanam. On the rope which is itself covered, swa avritta rajao, swa shaktya, instrumental singular from shakti, by the shakti, by the power, by its own power. Sarp, the power of the ajnanam. Sarpadikam, a snake, etc., accusative singular. Udbhavayati brings about the birth. It produces. Udbhavayati is causal. Udbhu is to produce, to be born. Udbhavayati is a causal form. It means to cause to be born, to cause to appear. Udbhavayati, it brings about. Oh. What's the matter?
Come
on,
you go out that door.
You want to go out this door? Yeah. You need someone to play with you, huh?
Here you go.
She's joining the class.
Here you go.
I know she's sitting there behind. Okay.
No, she didn't have to do that.
So here it says, just as the rope ignorance, yata raju ajnanam, just as the rope ignorance produces, right, udbhavayati, produces, brings about the snake, etc. Because remember, it could be a snake or a water streak or so many different things, anything that would look like a rope. It brings about the snake, etc., by its own power, swashakti, by its own power, the ajnanam itself brings, because it's shakti dvaya, by its own power, on the snake, which is covered by it, on the rope, which is covered by it, what is it? The raju ajnanam. The swa is going to always go back to the subject. So the rope ignorance brings about the snake, etc., by its own power on the rope which is covered by it. Both swas go back to the rope ignorance. Everybody see it? You see it, Kiki?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Evam, in this manner, in the same manner, so yata tata or yata evam. So just as evam in this manner, ajnanam api, ajnanam also, swa avrita atmani, on the self, which is covered by it, swa avrita atmani, locative singular, on the self, which is covered by it, going back to the ajnanam. Ajnanam is nominative singular. Swashaktya, by its own shakti, by its own power, going back again to ajnanam. So ajnanam api evam, in the same manner, ajnanam also, on the self, which is covered by it. Swashaktya, by its own power. Akash adi prapancham, the universe, the prapancha, beginning with akasha. Akasha, you know, akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi, the five elements. Akasha, space, vayu, akasha, space, wind, fire, water, earth. Five elements beginning with akasha. So akasha, adi, prapancha, the universe, beginning with akasha, udbhavyati, brings about, produces. So in the same manner, ignorance also produces the, brings about the five elements beginning with space through its own shakti, right? On the self, which is covered by it.
That's amazing.
Tadrisham, like that, samarjam. The samarjam is, What is the force of the signifying power? The samarjya is what is actually meant. What is the power? What is signified by the word vikshepa? Okay, because we're talking about vikshepa shaktihi. What is signified by the word vikshepa? So when they say tadrisham samarjyam, the vikshepa shakti is what we're talking about. This is what like that. Tadrisham means like that. The samarjam is like that. This is exactly what we mean by the word vikshepa shakti. The samarjam and the vikshepa shakti, how are we defining, what do we mean exactly when we say vikshepa shakti? That's the samarjam.
So this is the significance of the...
Yeah, it's actually... What is the force of the word? What do we actually mean when we say vikshepa shakti? What do we actually mean? That's the samarjam. So he says, tadrisham samarjam. What we mean is exactly this, like this, this paragraph, using the rope snake. it's the projecting power of the ajnanam, which produces this whole prapancha. Just like the projecting power of the ajnanam produces the snake. Right? The projecting power produces the snake. It can't produce the snake without the avarna, without covering the rope, right? But it produces the snake, first covering the rope. The avarna has to be there, but if the avarna is there, then the vikshepa shakti of the ajnana comes in to produce the snake, or to produce the whole prapancha, akashadi prapancham. Akasha. Remember the elements? Akasha is what? Space. Vayu. Vayu, wind or air, agni, apaha,
water,
prithivi. So Swamiji will say, you know, he'll just rattle them off. Akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi. So you have to know those are the five elements. The word for elements is bhuta, the bhutas, the five elements. When you say bhutas, you really mean these physical elements that have been through panchikarana, the process of becoming fivefold. The five gross elements are the bhutas. When he says the mahabhutas, that means the five subtle elements, the great elements, before they've gone through the process of becoming grossified, becoming fivefold. So the mahabhutas are the five subtle elements. Also, the tanmatras are the five subtle elements. Those are the mahabhutas, tanmatras, the five subtle elements, that go through the process of becoming fivefold to become the bhutani, or the bhutani, the physical elements. Then if you notice, I just said all of that because of the use of the word prapancha. Pancha means five. And so prapancha is it's talking about the prapancha is this, which is comprised of the five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth, and the elementals. But prapancha, like Jagat, it's a name for the creation, the prapancha. Then if you say akasha, akashadi, beginning with akasha, akashadi prapancha, the universe beginning with space, akashadi prapancham. Prapancha has the word pancha in it, five. The five stands for space, air, fire, water, earth, the five elements. Bhutani has a lot of meanings. The root bhu means to become. Bhuta is a past passive participle. So Bhuta can actually mean anything that has come into being. So all beings can be Bhutas. Bhuta is also a word that's used for an element, the five elements. So if the pet comes from the root bhu, it's a past passive participle, bhuta. It means anything that has come into being, right? It's been born. Anything that has been born is a bhuta. Anything that exists here is a bhuta. It's also a term used, the bhutani, used for the five physical elements. So you've got mahabhuta, tenmatra, for the subtle elements, and the bhutas for one of the terms for five physical elements.
And the subtle elements, are they called the same thing? Akasha, Vayu,
Bhuta? Okay. Yeah. So it's either akasha that has gone through panchakarma and becoming fivefold, or it's the pure akasha.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I have a little mind bubble here. We got the Mahabhuta and Mahabhutani.
Oh, I'm just declining it.
Okay.
Same.
Okay.
So space becomes gross, and so
all the five elements become grossified into the physical.
Yeah.
The sattva and rajas aspects of the five elements are subtle. To become this physical world, they have to go through this process of panchakarma becoming fivefold. Okay. So let's look at each word and make sure that each word is known. Vikshepa Shakti. Shakti means power. Vikshepa means the projecting power. Vikshepa Shakti. Okay? Yata. Two means whereas. It's just differentiating it from the avarna. Yata means just as. Raju Ajnanam. Raju Ajnanam is a sandhi that va is u plus a. Raju Ajnanam. Rope ignorance. So you want to know Raju Sarpa. Raju rope, Sarpa snake. Raju Ajnanam. Swa. Avritta Raja, there's the word avritta again. Remember avritta and avarana? On the rope, which is covered by it. It is going back to the subject of the sentence when you use swa, which is rope ignorance. So the rope, which is covered by rope ignorance. Swa shaktya, instrumental singular, again shakti. By its own power. Again, the swa goes back to raju ajnana. By the power of rope ignorance. So because of the swa means one's own, going back to the subject, so ajnanam is neuter, so by its own power. Okay. Then sarpa is snake. Sarpa becomes snake, etc., in the accusative singular. Udbhavyati means to bring about. It produces. It causes the birth or the appearance. It causes the production. Avam means in this manner. So remember, yata, tata, just as, similarly. Yata and avam also. Avam, just as, in this manner. Ajnanam, ignorance, also. Ignorance, also. Now we're using the ignorance in the capital A, ignorance. Right, the ajnanam that has the two, ajnanam itself that has the twofold power. So the first part is the drishtanta, now here's what we're actually, the darshtanta, what we're actually talking about. The ignorance also, swa avritta atmani, on the self, which is here's avrita, which is covered by it. By what? Go back to the subject, ajnana, which is covered by it. Swashakya, by its own power. Swa goes back to ajnana, by its own power. Akasha, adi, space, etc. Akasha, adi, prapancha, the universe beginning with space. That which is fivefold, the prapancha, that is the word for universe. Akashadi prapancha, the universe which is fivefold, if you use it as a Udbhavyati, it produces. Tadrisham samarajam, the force of the word, Vikshepa Shakti, is like this. Means this whole thing, beginning with Yatha Rajva Jnanam, is explaining to you thoroughly what we mean by Vikshepa Shakti. That's the Tadrisham Samarjan. Okay?
Yeah.
All the terms okay for you?
Yeah.
Tad uktam.
Tad uktam.
Vikshepa Shaktihi.
Vikshepa Shaktihi.
Lingadi.
Lingadi.
Brahmandam antam.
Brahmandam antam.
Jagat.
Jagat.
Srijet. Hiti.
Vakyasiddha.
He's giving a, he's quoting a verse from a text called Vakyasiddha. It says the divine Vikshepa Shakti, the Vikshepa Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti who? Srijet, there's your sentence. Namata Vikshepa Shakti, the power of Vikshepa, Namata singular, Srijet, creates in the potential. It's in the potential singulars for Srij to create. It just means definitely, it creates. It's a definite statement. The Vikshepa Shakti Srijet creates the universe, Jagat, the world, Lingadi, beginning with the Linga. Linga means the subtle. It's a word that's used instead of Sukshma.
Hmm.
Beginning with the subtle, subtle body, and Brahmanandam ending with Antam. See, Adi means beginning, Antam means ending. So you'll often have, like, Jagat means the whole universe, the cosmos, the universe. And now he's saying something about the universe beginning with the lingas. Lingas mean linga sharira, the sukshma sharira, the subtle bodies, beginning with the subtle bodies, and ending with the Brahmanandam. The Brahmanandam is a word for the whole creation. Antam, the whole creation means all that is. The Brahmanandam means the whole manifest creation. So the universe, beginning with the subtle bodies and ending with the whole, you know, the whole manifest. Virat, but I think, yeah, I think that's right. I think it's the whole, the absolute Virat, Hiranyagarbha, just the whole. The egg, the anda of Brahmaji means the whole thing that is created by Brahmaji, the Brahmanandam.
These are big statements. This has to be revealed then, right? I mean, this, somebody's not going to come up with this.
Right.
How can I do so much? I missed the order of the elements is space,
air,
then what? Fire?
Fire.
And then water and earth.
Yeah.
Okay, fire's in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. I actually have that Bhakti-sutta.
I've never heard of that, have you?
Yeah.
That's not your
punishment. No, it's the Prakarna Grantha. I have it.
Okay. Well, we learned a lot today.
Hey, 11:30.
We're not done.
You want to get out of school?
Yeah, she read my mind.
No.
Stir shot, huh?
It's like an open book.
Open book,
yeah. It's an open book mind.
Yeah.
high school, I used to look out the window waiting for the clock to finish.
Yeah, see, Anda means egg, right? So, the egg of Brahman, the primordial egg from which the universe sprang, the world, the universe, Brahman Anda, Chadanda, the hemisphere of the room.
Sounds like Easter.
I'll have to ask Swamiji, but as I recall, they don't, the Brahman Anda is a...
Brahmand,
what they say in
Hindi.
Brahmand, the whole creation. Yeah.
What did they say?
Brahmand. The egg of Brahman. Maybe it's the whole Maya, it's subtle. I'll have to actually, this is an, if I could get from Swamiji how they, if they differentiate it in any particular way other than just the universe. Like it could be just the Maya. You know, but it says ending. See, it says the ling. It says the ling, beginning with the lingas, which are the sukshma shariras, and ending with the brahmanandam, which to me means they're using it in this sense, the whole manifest creation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I would take it. But I have one other place I can look. I'll look and see. And there's one place I've got a basha on this. They might say, I don't know. Let's go on. I don't have any more I can say about that. Unless, does everybody have all of their words?
Mm-hmm.
Jagat. Jagat's an important word.
Yeah. How would you translate jagat?
Just creation.
Creation.
Yeah, that's all we say usually for jagat, the creation. Jagat. The creation.
Mm-hmm.
Jiva, because it's like this. Jiva, jagat, Ishwara.
Yeah, yeah.
Jiva is the individual, right?
Mm.
We have to translate it. Jagat is the creation, the whole manifest creation.
Yeah.
And Ishwara is the Lord.
You know, the trouble with using the word creation for some people, they have, because then you have to explain it.
You always have to explain it, because creation means everything that exists within time and space, within duality.
Yeah, but some people will think you're talking about a separate creator who created the creation. So that's what that word often...
I know.
Other people's minds.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, everything you say, you have to translate. You have to unfold it.
Uh-huh.
If you,
yeah.
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 There's no teaching.
Let's go to verse 55. Shakti Dwaya.
Shakti Dwaya.
Shakti Dwaya Vad.
Shakti Dwaya Vad.
Vad, right? Shakti Dvaya Vad.
Shakti Dvaya Vad.
Ajnano Pahitam.
Ajnano Pahitam.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Swa Pradhanataya.
Swa Pradhanataya.
Nimittam.
Nimittam.
Swapadi.
Swapadi.
Pradhanataya.
Swapadi.
Oh, let me break this into. Swa Upadi. Pradhanataya Upadhanan Cha Bhavati. Let me read it again with a semi broken. Okay. Shakti Dwaya Vat. Shakti Dwaya Vat. Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam. Right? Shakti Dwaya Vat. Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam. Swa Pradhanataya Nimittam. Swa Pradhanataya Nimittam. Swa Upadhi Pradhanataya Upadhanam. Upadhanam Cha Bhavati. Okay? Shakti Dvaya Vat Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam. Stop there. Chaitanyam, consciousness, which is Upahitam, which is conditioned by, that's how Swamiji translated, consciousness associated with or conditioned by Ajnanam, ignorance, which is Shakti Dvayava, which has these twofold powers, Avarna Vikshepa. So the consciousness, Chaitanyam, which is Ajnana Upahitam, conditioned by Ajnanam, which possesses, the Vadmin has or possess, which has, the Shakti Dvaya, the twofold power. So Shakti Dvaya Ajnanam, of the Shakti, the Ajnanam that has Avarna and Vikshepa. So consciousness conditioned by Ajnanam, which possesses the twofold Shaktis of Avarna, covering and projection. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Shakti Dvayavat Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam. Swa Pradhanataya, this is instrument from Ta Pradhanataya, the state of, but in instrumental singular it means by Pradhana is what you're taking, what is primary, or what is being emphasized. So here it would be like this. Consciousness, which is conditioned by the twofold power of Ajnanam, when we're giving emphasis to the consciousness itself, when the swa goes back to the Chaitanyam, okay? When we're giving emphasis to itself, to consciousness itself, swa pradhana, you know, when we're emphasizing or making primary the consciousness,
yeah,
itself, which is being conditioned by the Ajnanam. So when we're giving emphasis or predominance to the consciousness, then it is called nimittam. Nimittam is going to go, these are the words how you probably have heard me say it in Swamiji. Nimitta upadana karanam. The nimitta karana is the efficient cause. The upadana karanam is the material cause. So we say that Brahman is the nimitta upadana karanam. Brahman is both the efficient and the material cause. The nimitta upadana karanam. When we say nimitta karanam, we're putting emphasis on consciousness itself. So when we say upadana karanam, we're going to be putting emphasis on the upadi. So for now, just know nimitta. When we say nimitta, it means the efficient nimitta karanam, the efficient cause, the intelligent cause. Like if we say, if you have a clay pot, in that example, the efficient cause is the pot maker. That's the intelligent one, the creator, right? And the clay is the upadana karana, the material cause. Here we're saying Brahman is both the nimitta and upadana karana. So here, how is that? How do we say that Brahman is the nimitta upadana karana? Chaitanyam, the Brahman, Chaitanyam, conditioned by Ajnanam, right, which has these twofold powers, is the nimitta. You don't, let me explain something else. You don't have nimitta upadana karanam unless you're looking at Brahman from the vantage point of Maya. So otherwise, it's just Brahman. There is no Maya, there is no efficient material cause of anything because there's nothing there except Brahman. So when we're using the term material, efficient and material cause, nimitta upadana karanam, you're talking about it in terms of this creation. So unlike the pot maker and the clay, right, for the nimitta upadana karanam of the pot, we say Brahman is both in nimitta and upadana karanam. How can he be both? Well, if we look at the consciousness conditioned by the ajnanam, maya, which has these twofold shaktis, if we're focusing on the conscious principle, then we say Brahman is the nimitta karanam. If we're focusing on the upadi, we say Brahman is the material cause.
What upadi?
Well, let's go to the next thing. Swa upadi pradhanataya upadanam cha bhavati. That says, swa upadi pradhanataya. When there's emphasis on its upadi, what is the upadi? The ajnanam. the Ajnanam that has the twofold Shakti. Ajnanam and Maya are the same thing. So I could as well say Shakti Dvayavat Maya Upahita Chaitanyam, or Shakti Dvayavat Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam. So say if Maya is better for you right now in terms of the whole manifestation. If I'm looking at consciousness, which is Brahman, right? Conditioned by the Maya Upadhi, if I'm putting the emphasis on consciousness, we say Nimitta Karanam. If I'm putting emphasis on the Upadhi, the Maya Upadhi, the Ajnana Upadhi, the conditioning adjunct, which has this twofold power of Avarna and Vikshepa, then we say Upadana Karanam.
When we're talking about consciousness here, then we're talking about the Ishwara, the intelligence of Ishwara, right? And we're not talking about Brahman.
No, it's because consciousness itself, Brahman itself,
is
consciousness, okay?
Yeah.
Consciousness itself has Maya.
Yeah.
Right? There's no Maya, Maya is not away from consciousness.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about this manifest creation, right, there is no Maya really, there's only Brahman.
Yeah.
There's no Ishwara really, there's only Brahman.
Right.
And so we say Brahman is both the material, the efficient and material cause from the standpoint of the Upadhi. Mm-hmm. So how is it the efficient cause? Only when we're putting emphasis on the consciousness. When we're putting emphasis on the Upadhi, the Maya Upadhi, then we're talking as the material cause. You want it to be like the Sattva of Ishwara?
No. It's not that. It's just that I don't know if I can explain it. I mean, my understanding is that Swamiji talks about sort of the intelligent principle. And when he talks about that, he's talking about Maya. He's not just talking about pure Brahman. He's talking about this Shakti of Ishwara, which
yes, that's our Vajnatvam. The Sarvajnatvam, Sarvabhit.
Well, but then that's the power that has the power to create, and also, and like Nimitta and Sadhana, that it's, I don't know, I'm probably too tired.
Well, both of these are acknowledging the Upadhi, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one is acknowledging the Upadhi from the standpoint of consciousness.
Mm.
One is acknowledging the Upadhi from the standpoint of the Upadhi.
Mm.
Right, so if you're acknowledging if you're putting emphasis on the Upadhi, then it's the Upadana Karana.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting emphasis on the Chaitanya, on the consciousness, then it's the Nimitta Karana. This one is. Consciousness. Consciousness is the nimitta. Consciousness is the nimitta, and the consciousness which is conditioned by ajnanam, which has these twofold shaktis, bhavati, is nimittam. When there is emphasis on itself, on the consciousness, it is upadanam when there is emphasis on its upadhi. See, swa upadhi, who's upadhi? Chaitanya's upadhi, right? Chaitanya conditioned by ajnanam, which is the shakti dvayavas Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam, so consciousness conditioned by Ajnanam, which has the twofold power, is Nimittam. Is the efficient, means Nimitta Karanam, is the efficient cause by by emphasizing itself, the consciousness. It is the material cause by emphasizing the upadhi. I understand your doubt and why it's there, but I think it actually means the Brahma Swarupa, the nature of Brahma.
I wasn't doubting.
No, no, I meant for...
Talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to Danya.
Heard that before.
The nimitta upadana kara?
No, that occurred. But breaking it up that way, breaking up what nimitta, you know, when you're talking about consciousness, then it's nimitta, but when you're talking about upadhi, then it's upadana. I have never heard that.
It's putting emphasis on, well, that's because it's Vedanta Sara, Sadananda. He does some things that are different. Swamiji doesn't, he teaches this book a lot, but every time he teaches it, he has some problems with it, not that it's wrong, it's just that Sadananda does it in some kind of different way.
Yeah.
That he comments, Swamiji comments on that a lot when he teaches it. But it's still very useful because it goes into detail from all of these terms, but sometimes in a slightly different way than he's used to talking about it. So. Usually he'll mention it here and there.
He does on the cases. I don't like that.
I don't like the way he does it. I know. He always does it, and he always teaches it still, because it's so good, so useful.
Well, good strategy, you know,
we're still glad to have the test, right?
Exactly. Let's have prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.